A lawsuit over whether or not the state of Alaska's Division of Elections has adequately met the needs of native language speakers for election materials is winding down in a federal court in Anchorage. Richard Maurer of the Anchorage Daily News has been following the case and joins us now. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Yesterday, Elections Director Gail Fanoumiai took the stand. She was the state's last witness. What did she have to say?
Well, yeah, between yesterday and she's actually finished up this morning, she defended the record of the agency, said that they've tried very hard to get bilingual poll workers, for instance. Sometimes the situation they find there, some of the poll workers are not always reliable in terms of going to training. She said the most important thing, even if we don't train them, to open the polls. And so... So they'll open polls regardless of where the workers are trained. She also acknowledged that the language assistance provided to Yupik speakers, and particularly Gwich'in speakers, is far less than even what's given to Spanish speakers and Tagalog speakers from the Philippines.
Well, what about the plaintiff's witnesses? How have they made their case that native language speakers are having difficulty understanding materials or getting proper translations?
Two different kinds of witnesses. They've had expert witnesses who are language experts, and cultural experts, people who have studied this issue, and they've had some witnesses who have testified that the assistance is not what they need, but they've also had lots of documents, lots of emails where election workers are either not there or not doing what they need to do, and also they've grilled state's witnesses who have acknowledged either the difficulty or the failure to provide ballot measure translations, those kinds of things.
Has there been evidence presented on either side about how this is handled in other states where there are concentrated populations of non-English first speakers?
There's been some evidence presented about how it's handled on reservations outside, in terms of what some of the experts have said, but there's not been a lot. I think that the as far as other languages other than native languages, I think there's been a strong case that the state does translate much more material into the written languages of Spanish and Tagalog than it makes available in terms of Yupik and Gwich'in, in part because the state says, you know, these are traditionally oral languages. There isn't really a written language tradition in these languages. The plaintiffs, the natives, say that, well, these languages have actually been written in one form or another for years, and lots of people understand the written languages, the written version of these languages.
And Richard, has the judge made any comments that give insight into how this may go?
Well, she's initially said that the state needs to provide the same kind of materials in Gwich'in and in Yupik that it provides to voters in English and the other languages. The state's contended that because these are oral languages, we do provide the same kind of assistance, even if the absentee ballot instructions, the voter pamphlet, the announcements, even if those materials are not all translated into the native languages, they do provide bilingual poll workers who are there to assist voters who come to the polls and have trouble understanding something. That's the state's position. The plaintiffs say, well, if you do that, people have to ask. They may be embarrassed about asking, or the translations may not be consistent.
Richard Maurer is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. It could be weeks before Judge Gleason releases her decision.